Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
Ooh, I got it right, finally. Corey.
What up?
How you doing?
I'm wonderful.
Wonderful.
How you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing?
It look like you had that shirt on Monday.
Why you always gotta come for my clothes when your clothes always look the same?
They do.
So you shut your mouth.
I still don't have hot water in my house. So all my clothes stinky.
You dirty.
I am dirty. Nasty.
You nasty nigga.
I got nasty woman's disease.
You taking quick showers.
He taking bird baths.
He taking quick showers.
And I hit the four corners.
What?
Four corners. Bap, 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 bap. Yeah. What about you, L? How you doing?
Chilling. Another day in the studio here.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday.
Yep.
If you guys didn't know, today's topic is what?
What are we talking about?
Today's topic is people you would date,
mm-hmm.
but wouldn't bring home to your parents.
And by date, we mean just have
sex with celebrities you would sleep with and not bring home.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
can't say people because
no,
you could say anybody and people right, gonna be like, "Who's that?"
Yeah, Tyrone from the next door. I wouldn't bring him home, but
I wouldn't take Tyrone home either.
I'll fuck him.
I don't know where this topic came from, but I would like to know the listeners' thoughts on this too. DJBlazeShow@gmail.com. L.
Yep.
Start us off, man. Who would be?
My list.
Can't
is,
wait for this.
My list is a little crazy. I'm gonna.
You think
say
it's
that.
Crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I have my reasons.
Okay.
My number five is Jennifer Lopez.
Mm.
Yes, Jennifer Lopez had too many marriages.
Ah.
Too many boyfriend and it's too much in the spotlight. So just imagine stuff that didn't hit the spotlight. So mm-hmm. she might be whooped on.
Whooped on? Yeah. You mean her thing is beat up?
Yep.
A cootie cat.
It yeah. ain't, because that's why they all keep going. That thing good. That thing good.
I like bitty bitty bum bun Jennifer Lopez.
I think I wouldn't bring her home. Like, I can't say like, hey, this is the one I'm gonna marry. They could be like, what?
They'd probably
I'd be like, really? Wow. Yes.
Nah, I mean, I'll get points we because rich. Of Jennifer Lopez.
That yeah, part, exactly. that part.
You'll get those points, mm-hmm. but
nah, that thing good. That's why
you
they
sit back hey, and your you. Boys.
I'm telling you.
If you sit back and your boys be like, yo, did he hit that shit?
I mean, did he hit it? Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck spun the block.
Who else?
Sure it is.
What's that?
It was a dancer.
Mark Anthony. Anthony. Yep. Mark Anthony.
Drake and her dated for a minute.
Really?
Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. It was very brief.
Channing Tatum. What's that? What's his
Channing
name?
Channing Tatum?
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Did she?
I think so.
I don't remember hearing nothing about that.
And like you said, that other dancing guy from, what was that, Britney Spears dancer?
I think you're missing up some stuff.
What's his name?
Excuse me.
Federline?
Kevin Federline did not date Jennifer
No,
Lopez.
He did not. Do not disrespect her like that.
You're making
well,
up stuff.
I'm just putting extra points on it.
Nah.
That's a good one, though, Jennifer
More
Lopez.
Extra bodies on her then, I guess.
Yeah. And she's 72, so ain't no telling how many niggas she
you
has.
You think sister. She is?
She's not no damn 72.
Yeah. After 50, you 72, so.
She's wow. about 60.
Yeah, 72. Nah.
Well, how old do you think she is?
She about 55, 50, between 55 and 57.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
What? This is a conversation, so, yeah, so we you do care.
Yeah, so take your finger off
55,
the butt.
I told y'all. She's 55.
72.
So 57. Because she's not going to give her right age.
I mean, this stuff can be proven, though.
Yeah.
I guess. What are you looking forward to?
J-Lo ain't never. Well, she was never mad. She ain't never care about her age. She always looked good. Yeah, I wouldn't care.
She don't look back, bad. Back when she was thicker.
Yeah, I just wouldn't bring her home.
Bitty, bitty, bun, bun.
That was my number five.
My number five looks almost like Jennifer Lopez. She can't cook a lick. And if you talk to her enough, you'll know she done tooted some powder. My number five is
who is that?
Paula Patton.
I don't
Not
know.
Not tooted some powder.
What yeah,
you wouldn't
wrong.
Bring Paula Patton home?
What'd
nah,
she do
she
wrong?
She look like she be high all the time.
She can't she cook be tipsy either. At all. She be tipsy, fake drunk at all the award shows.
She was she was on the award show. Nah,
that's
she was
Robin Thicke ex-wife.
Yeah, she was on coke.
But she's an actress too.
Yeah, she's an actress. She was on coke on that red carpet though.
She like that powder.
And she can't cook chicken. She don't know how to fry chicken.
so you can't bring over because of that. That no. Right
Paula
there.
Paula Patton funny. No. I like Paula.
She was good on what's the movie?
Jumping the Broom.
No, the one with her and Denzel. And he go back in time.
Oh,
I forgot the name of it. That was a good movie.
And she was,
start with an M.
No, I don't know if it start with an M. Oh,
no, man. she was in a couple with Denzel. Wasn't she in Two Guns with Denzel?
Maybe so, because I think that was one of the women he was hitting. He was hitting her, I think. And then what's the other woman, the Spanish lady? She played in All About the Benjamins. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Eva Mendes?
Yeah.
Training Day too, right?
Yeah, she was in Training Day with Denzel. And she was in Out of Time or whatever that movie was.
Out of Time.
That's the one where he was down in Miami and he was the cop with the money.
The Jamaicans. Was it?
No, not the Jamaicans.
It was in Miami?
It was in Miami.
Okay.
With the cops and they were... Dean Cain was a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, but anyway, my number five is Paula Patton.
Oh.
Paula Patton. Yeah.
Paula cute.
Yeah, she
Go ahead. That's my Michelle.
Yes, indeed. Uh oh. What the fuck happened? Okay.
Corey, who's your number five?
August Alsina.
Mm-hmm.
Why? But he's.
Yes.
Homosexual.
I'd sleep with him.
He homosexual.
I'm not bringing him home.
Why you want to bring him home now? What's his bad?
What do you mean?
He got a big Johnson.
What? I don't know.
Why?
He looked like he do though.
And I was asking her, not you.
No, he looked like he do, and he put Jada in some hot water. So I'm like, oh, that thing must be real good. I ain't bringing him home no.
You can't because
he got
like,
a lot of trauma still.
By trauma, I mean he's getting bent over.
Oh, you doing the bending?
Yeah, you're getting bent over. Shout out to August Alsina.
That ain't
you keep the fact that you keep showing Jada and her family and not August is wild.
Yeah. I'm not showing nothing. That's just a clip.
I know, but there was different. You could have found better
clips. The only other
on
videos are official music videos, and if y'all want to see this, there's a reason.
But yes, August Alsina.
I guess that's a good one.
That's my number five.
Who's your number?
My number four is Angelina Jolie.
Mm.
Yeah, don't bring her home.
You know why? Lips.
Yeah.
Because she used to fuck with Billy Bob Thornton?
No, because of all the black kids she adopted.
That's a good reason
different,
to bring
her.
Nah.
Look at them lips.
They try to.
She looks horrid.
Right there?
No,
how about right there?
Yeah, right there.
She look horrid right there?
Right there.
It's like, I don't like how much weight she lost.
That's what you got to do as you get older, though.
No, I get it.
To look younger, you got to lose weight.
I like thicker Jolie.
I don't think black people feeling her too much.
Why not?
Because of the...
It's just very... Something off-putting.
Because of the adopting.
I don't care about the adopting.
When she first did it, it was like...
She only got one black. Yeah. What are you talking about?
It don't matter. Why couldn't you go get something
else? She got a rainbow. She got an Asian there, a couple of whites.
I don't know if that's a kid. Those are kids?
Yes.
Those are kids. No, I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing against her at all.
That's all I got.
And her kids love her.
That's my number four.
That's all that matters.
I love when I think I just love her in her prime. Especially when she didn't have all this stuff going on with Brad and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It just it's like the presentation with all that drama just doesn't give neither one of them the same look anymore.
Mm.
So them in their prime before all that drama, it was just they were a good couple to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My number five takes us to the city of Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello.
This lady has been famous for she's been black famous for a while. She's an entrepreneur, has a restaurant and all of that. And
why wouldn't you bring her home?
It's Madea.
Because she's, no. It's because she's been married and she sells sex toys. Candy is a freak. She got a dungeon.
Why you wouldn't bring her home though?
Nah, her mama for one, because if she come, her mama got to come. And her mama is not about to disrespect my mama. I'm going to tell you that much right now.
I don't watch her social medias. I mean, I don't watch her.
But shows. Now, the one reason why I would date her is because rumor has it that, you know, she like women. So.
Yo, you and your two women fantasy.
Is it?
Look.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Go ahead.
We'll get him out of there.
Did you
we'll
see how he smiled?
We'll get him out of the picture.
Yeah, I just love it.
Now, that's not what I was going to say.
No, I know that. I'm just saying.
I know what you was going to say.
But Candy Pretty, she got a body. Legs and hips and body. That's a song right there.
And she sang.
She was the best looking one out of the group.
Don't get us started.
We touched on this once before.
Hey, yo.
No, you didn't like the dark skinnies.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's shout out to Philly with the name of his last email was because she was dark skinned.
I didn't say that though.
I liked she probably was. Her or the other one.
Who?
It's the other dark skin.
Crazy.
Well, it's only one light skinned one in the group. The rest of them are dark skinned.
I know. What Biggie say?
That was it was he said ugly escape bitches?
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah,
Candy's my number what are we on four?
No, we're on my number three.
No, it's her number four.
Corey's number four.
Yeah.
Yes. Dang. Always trying
Corey,
to
who's your number
me?
Three?
The baby.
You wouldn't bring him home?
I would not.
Why not?
He a ratchet nigga. I ain't bringing him home.
Yeah,
my father gonna be like, the fuck?
What'd you say, B?
He got a body. Yeah, he do got a body.
He a hood nigga, but
believe,
you know.
I can't believe you said that.
He killed somebody in in a Walmart.
Oh, that kind of body. Yeah. I thought you was talking about his body.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
I say he caught a body.
No, you say he got a body.
Oh, he do got a body. Yeah, he do got a body.
Yeah, that's why I was like,
he in shape, though. Shout out to the baby for being in shape.
Mm-hmm. You know and then I heard he ain't shit to his baby mama. I don't know.
Heard? They had that shit on video.
No, I never followed it. I never went and listened to that shit myself. So
that shit was a trending topic for a week.
But clearly, he got some good.
Does that mean you got good? If you
good
got
raps,
miss?
You got
nah,
good
he,
raps.
He got. He,
if you don't have no miss, that mean you ain't got no good shit.
No. Uh-huh. But hood niggas, majority of hood niggas, yeah.
We're finding so much about you.
Where's that button over there?
Which one?
That one you love to press.
What are y'all talking about? Yeah, you're too late.
By the way, I don't care.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody cares today because this is the topic, y'all. So,
you know I'm what here to tell you
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
Jolie.
We don't care.
You know what it is?
Let me tell you, we don't care.
It's hard for us guys to hear anything about guys.
Oh, well, get over it.
I'm sorry.
I don't care.
All right.
Yeah, L cares.
I'm sorry.
Tupac cares. If don't nobody else
if
care.
Don't nobody else care.
L. Who's your number?
I'm on my number three.
This right here, nigga. You drawling right now.
Nah, this is funny.
What are you
right
talking
here?
About me?
You
go
drawling.
Ahead,
wait till
hear.
You see this shit.
This is funny.
Can I show? Should I show it before you?
Nah, because the listeners want to hear my number three.
I want to hear her reaction before you.
Oh, mine.
Yeah, I
want to
hear her
okay,
reaction before you.
Yeah, pull her screen up. Pull her screen up.
Oh my gosh,
Paula Deen. Paula Deen.
You a nasty nigga.
What era Paula Deen? When?
When she said the word. and that's why I can't bring
you
it
watch,
to the house.
You wildly watch grand porn.
She said nigga.
Why did you? Yeah, you watch old people porn, don't you?
Nah, I just.
Yes,
said.
You do. You want to slap Paula Patton.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. I know. Yeah, my Deen. Bad. Paula Deen.
Yeah, so, hey.
She could take her teeth out.
If she didn't say the word
she
nigga.
She got all her teeth.
No, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
If she didn't say the word
she
nigga.
She got to take them big draws off, though. That's the thing about old women, though. They probably weigh the biggest kinds of draws, and that big bra just ain't sexy at all. So you got to deal with that.
You want the wrinkles and stuff?
Hey.
It probably her
you
skin probably.
Porn.
I see. You went and found the oldest.
I told you before
this
that
is
I
present
was trying.
Time.
To, I was trying to find a video of her when she was smaller.
Either way,
I mean not smaller, but bigger, but younger. Because she lost
was,
a lot of weight.
Yeah, she was thick.
She was on Ozempic.
Either way, you can't bring her home for saying the word nigga.
Nah, and I don't really think she can cook like that too. I think she got all her recipes from somebody black.
Yep. That's my number three, Paula Deen.
You ever been to her restaurant?
Nah, a couple times I passed it up, but I never went
to her restaurant.
It looked bland.
Myrtle Beach.
Yeah,
oh, went to the one in Myrtle Beach?
Yeah, it was all right.
I think they got a couple of murder.
It wasn't like, oh my God.
I heard it was pretty
fried chicken was basic fried chicken.
It looks bland. Like, everybody says how bland it looks.
Are we on me?
Yeah.
Yes, we all.
This woman, I would have tons of fun with her. I mean, tons of fun. But
you wouldn't bring her home?
No, she in all of the damn crystals and shit. My mom ain't with that shit. My family ain't with that shit.
I bring her home.
Nah, we'll do a lot. We'll go everywhere together.
I bring her home.
I might switch up how I dress. One of them goofy ass hats and shit. Wear all different shades of brown.
You annoying.
You ain't gonna wear overalls with no shirt on underneath it.
Probably, yeah. Yep. All that kind of shit. You know, wear what's some shoes New York niggas wear? Wallabies and all kind of shit. I would wear shit like that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I would do that for her.
Did Erica, he really?
Yeah, he just tried to.
Erykah Badu.
Right.
Y'all niggas with him. I mean.
No. Don't
New
do
York
that.
Shit ain't fly.
Corey, look up.
Huh?
Look up.
What am I looking
look,
at?
Just look up.
Uh huh.
Oh, because I'm at the top.
Yeah, we had to look up there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm about to look up his dress. God, look at that ass.
Yeah, he's
I wear all kind of, you know them hats, them knitted hats. I wear all kind of shit.
We look like the Brady Bunch up here. Yeah.
Oh my God, look at that.
You're bugging.
Let me tell you something.
You bugging by not bringing it home.
Leaving it.
You know what? If you bring it home, she gonna put the whammy on you.
She put a whammy on me before. She got candles that smell like her vagina.
Yeah, you gonna leave out like Andre 3000 and Common. Like, you gonna be a different person after.
Successful.
Her head killing me in this thing.
It was successful before.
I bet you think she saved Corey. You think she saved?
No. Why would she do that?
I said Corey.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think she saved her coach?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You
probably she probably leave a little Bermuda Triangle.
She one of them old school
Atlantic Strip.
Mm-hmm. Atlantic Strip.
I'm gonna leave something behind,
so he can find it.
Nah, I can find it right there, right between them thighs. I bet it's good and warm and toasty. That's my number five. I'm sorry, I get explicit.
That's
when I talk
not
about
your number five.
I mean, that's my number three. Three.
Yes,
that's my
how
number
you get
three.
To five.
Corey.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna leave this? Well, hold up. Yeah, you gonna leave this last, this next one with a kid?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you will.
No, I'm not. I only got one, so I ain't get caught like that.
See who it is.
The future.
Yeah, you can't bring that nigga home.
Hell no.
He got a lot of kids.
I can't bring him home.
You know he don't use rubbers.
Nope. But I ain't be using one with me.
Hey.
I don't want that drama.
You got an impression of him?
No, I don't got a future impression. I don't listen to him enough.
You know he got good dick.
How do you
know
that?
Sorry, I had to just say it. It's obvious. They can't leave him alone.
Sierra can.
I hope so.
Sierra can.
Yeah.
It took her a little bit. All right, let's not do that.
How long were they together?
She went to Bow Wow next.
No, she was Bow Wow first.
Way beforehand.
Who was next? 50?
She went to Russell Wilson.
Yeah, right after him.
Oh, wow.
Well, not right after, but you know.
That was her next guy.
Yeah.
Public guy.
Next public famous
mm-hmm.
guy.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Shout out to Future.
Yep.
What number is
he
that
ain't
for
coming
you?
Home, though.
That's her number three.
Ever.
Number three?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Where we at? Number two for me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't say this one's last.
Try it.
can't say the last.
Her first name is Bianca.
Try
Bianca
it.
Cerise.
What?
Hey.
Kanye's wife?
Yes. The slave? The slave wife?
It's Sensori.
The master?
What is it?
Sensori,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He talking about the slave.
You're weird.
The slave wife. Why?
Why you like them long titties?
No, see, that's the thing. I was going for the opposite. All the stuff you guys are saying y'all would do, I was going for the opposite. The
she people, mad.
The people
she
you
mad
can't
slavey,
bring.
Son.
Yeah, she a slave. she a slave. She does it all. In those exact words.
This nigga said does it all.
She does it all.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
You seen her on the boat?
Sucking his thing.
There you go.
Yeah, his butt was out.
He told her to wear nothing. Come on, I'm going to leave without you. He went to the awards. Come on, I'm coming. I'm coming.
And she came.
Don't put nothing on.
Butt naked.
She ain't with a cellophane.
I'm not even ready yet.
She looked. Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's exactly who she looked like.
Yep. Shout out to Kanye and his slave.
Can't bring it home.
Well, y'all got a glimpse of my number. This is my number two.
Who is it? It's this a fight.
Evelyn Lozada. She crazy as cat shit. She old as hell.
Evelyn.
She is crazy. This scene right here really did it over the top for me.
I wish we could see what she looked like.
You just want to sleep with her after that?
Oh, she fell? Okay, get down. Get up, Evelyn.
Get up, Evelyn.
Is they going to show it?
Is that Evelyn the Ocho Cinco one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The headbutt.
The headbutt, yep. They're not going to show it. They're not going
to
show it.
So wait, you wouldn't bring her home?
No, I wouldn't bring her home, no.
Why?
Because she crazy as a motherfucker.
Oh, I don't know. I don't watch that show.
Let me see if I can find the one that I really wanted to show.
I thought her last name was something else.
No, Lozada.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me see if I can find it real quick for y'all, because...
Well, for the listeners.
Here you go. That not for the listeners. What are you talking about?
I was going to tell them to tune in again next week for...
For what?
The next episode of...
Why?
The List.
Why? No, we don't need a commercial.
Because you were fumbling over there.
No, I'm not fumbling. I got it right here. You ready?
There you go.
There we go. That's right there.
Oh, that's why.
Anybody who's that violent with her own vagina.
Yeah, she was beating.
I can beat that vagina. Shout out to Evelyn Lozada. Shout out to Evelyn and her
beating vagina ass.
Yeah, I like
Bring that back one more time.
God damn it. It's gone.
Thank goodness.
I remember. Now, I did see that.
Yeah, her and the other lady was fussing.
They started talking, like, in the green screen interview part.
Mm-hmm.
They started talking about how she was beating it.
Oh, and then they played it.
Yeah. It was like, why she's hitting it so hard like that?
And I want to say, like, after she did that, because her and the other lady was fussing, like, mm-hmm. they was like, what the fuck? And they just, like, it just disarmed them and shit.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was.
What year was that? That's when
it was
I
before
it.
COVID.
Why did she do it? I'm trying to figure out what was the argument.
She was saying it was good.
Yeah, it was good. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's probably what it sounded like, too.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
That's how I said it when I first saw it.
You need to relax. You need to pump the brakes, okay?
Yeah, you got some pumping in
them. Yeah. Uh-huh. I wish y'all do. Corey.
Yo.
Your number, we'll be on number two. Your number two gonna cause a little controversy.
Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Back in 2005, Lil Wayne, though.
You wouldn't bring the druggy one?
I would not bring present Lil Wayne.
With them,
I wouldn't bring Lil Wayne anyway. But back in 2005, like medium. When he had his weight up.
When he had his dreads was fully done.
And he ain't have all them kids back then.
That was close.
He got a lot of kids now?
It was close.
Yeah, that's probably the year right there.
He got a lot of kids?
Hmm?
How many kids he got?
That's the Lil Wayne you like right there.
Yeah.
The new Lil Wayne with them down.
The new Lil Wayne, But 2005 Lil Wayne?
You got them sawed off dreads.
I would have smashed.
Give me one of those Lil Wayne impressions. I know you got one, Corey. I know you got one.
I'm trying to.
I know you got one.
Did you know?
Go ahead, give
Say
me
that
one.
Again. Did you know?
Give me one.
I called her up the other day. She said, like, what you doing? She say, nothing.
Okay.
I don't have no Lil Wayne. That's just a lyric.
Hey, what you looking for over there, B?
You're late. You better be ready. You're late.
Yeah, he'd be mad late with the beer.
I got to find it.
Nope, too late. On to number one.
Where we at? To my number one?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My number one. And I know B can co-sign on this one.
Here we go. Yeah, I always want.
I know he could. He didn't agree on any of my other ones, but I know he could agree on this one.
What do you mean I didn't agree?
You know. But my number one is Adina Howard.
Mm, shout out to Adina Howard.
Yes.
Why you wouldn't bring her home?
Because she a freak.
Her song is Freak Like Me. And we can pump, pump.
And she just had a divorce because the guy said she wouldn't do it too much.
She wasn't doing
she
too
would.
Wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was.
Shout out
so
to
he divorced her?
Yeah.
That means he's a limp dick motherfucker.
No, he was just old.
I don't know.
After you get a certain age, you don't want to have sex every limp goddamn dick. Night.
Limp. She needs a young man. Go ahead and cougar out, Adina.
Niggas after a certain age, one or two times a week. Well. 1-2 times a week. Good ones. Good ones, 1-2 times a week is good. When you in your like 20s and 30s, you can go like 3-4 times a night, every night. Don't have to worry about getting rest. You don't know what kind of job, because she ain't making all that money. So, you know, this nigga got a regular
Somebody
job.
Somebody
got
to go to work, yeah.
He got a regular ass job.
And she cute. She pretty.
She is pretty.
Mm-hmm. Look real good right now.
I bet she look like, good naked, too.
She look like she did back in the 90s.
Nah, yeah. don't stretch it. You're doing too far.
She look even better.
You're going too far.
Look
he
at
divorced
her.
Her because he couldn't take the poontang.
No, because she wanted to have sex too much. He probably
he
knew she was going
to poontang.
He probably knew she was going to cheat after a while. Yeah. So shout out to Adina.
That's my number one. I would date, but couldn't take home.
That's a crazy reason to divorce somebody, though.
That probably was a lie.
Like saying that to the judge, like, what's the reason? She ain't wants that, sex too much.
Ain't that the Eric Benet situation? That's what happened with Eric.
No,
Benet.
He said he had a sex addiction. Yeah. So he was fucking around.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My number one is sort of a porn star. She was here a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago.
Janelle?
She was
Janice
fair.
Hart.
Yeah.
Her tongue. She's thick. Chocolate.
People don't know who she is, though.
Juicy.
I have no idea who this
yeah,
is.
She does.
I could pass her in the street. Sorry to this woman.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. They had to teach me about her.
She do a lot of viral videos, and she apparently she likes bananas.
And she pays people.
She pays people?
Yeah. Like if she need a scene for her OnlyFans. She'll put a post up saying, hey, I need somebody now to.
Oh.
Da, 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 da.
Oh, so she's an employer. So she has a.
Bring the equipment.
Oh.
Da da da.
Yeah. Yeah. She's pretty. And she's pretty nasty.
Not pretty nasty.
But I couldn't take her home.
Yeah.
No way, no way in hell.
You couldn't even say that's my girl to certain people.
We could go on a date.
Yeah. Your boys be like, yo, look, you seen this video, his girl.
Oh, yeah, because she do be fucking other niggas.
Yeah.
Mm.
Get face paintings.
We could date in private, not going to public places. I'm going to cook you something. Come on over and eat.
Not come over at night.
Come over and eat. You come in the daytime. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's my number one.
We should have got her to come through.
Yeah, she probably was charging. Your number one, Corey.
My number one is none other than Chris Brown.
Oh, so he did make the list.
So we got a couple powder heads on here.
Chris had to make the list.
You wouldn't bring him home?
Hell no.
Why?
Because he's just not the influential type that I need.
Nah, he just, you know, his problem is
he needs to stay out of trouble.
Not even
when's the last time he's been in trouble?
Huh?
A long time.
Exactly.
I mean, it's a great thing.
He just got a hand problem, and we'll fix that. Bring him to the house.
Nah, we're not bringing Chris home. I love Chris, though.
Look at big boy.
I love Chris. I could work with Chris, but I can't bring him home. It's too much stuff attached to his name already.
Mm.
That's the only reason why.
Mm.
So you seen that video that went viral a couple weeks ago?
But I work with Chris.
What happened?
Him and... what's her name? Tiana Taylor?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
They kind of was locked eyes and, you know, everybody, you know,
oh.
souped it up. Oh, look at the way they're looking at each other.
But nah, they real tight, though.
That's a talented bastard, man.
Yeah, he is.
They like real good friends.
Is he the New Day in age Michael Jackson?
That's and it. I wouldn't bring him home, like, I wouldn't marry Chris Brown.
You dated for 20 years, though?
No. I wouldn't date him for 20 years either, but I just wouldn't marry him.
Of
That's what I mean. Like,
I don't know. That might be a lot of. That might be the. Might have hit the lot of with that one,
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We ever have a baby? That's gonna be
a lot
talented
of
little
list,
person.
A lot of the people on her list, hitting a lot.
Got
of.
Some money.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I'll take Chris Brown over damn Future.
I wouldn't bring him home. If I brought anybody home off the list, it would be this
man. Wait. Say that again, nigga.
I said she should take Chris Brown
over Future. Nah, that ain't what you said, nigga. I'll take Chris Brown over Future.
You know.
I wouldn't bring, if I had to bring anybody on the list, it's definitely Chris Brown. That's why he was number one.
Okay. Hit the lotto with that one.
See, I thought the number one would have been the least one you would bring.
Mine is the least. My favorite.
Just mine's the opposite too.
He's my favorite.
Yours is what?
Mine is the opposite. Yeah.
Athena Howard.
Uh-huh. That you would bring home the most.
No.
Yours is the one you would bring home the least.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, because
you would bring Paula Deen home before Athena Howard.
I wouldn't bring any of them home. Because she can cook.
Then y'all wouldn't have to
worry about it. No.
The whole list. None of them come home. That's what the today's topic is.
I know. This is gonna get out one day. Chris Brown gonna meet one day. He gonna be like, "You wouldn't bring me home?" I'd be like, "No, Chris." I love you, but I ain't bringing you home.
And then
now you can come to the house and come chill with the family and all that other stuff. Come eat, but nah, we ain't dating. We're not getting married. We're not doing none of that.
I'm like, yo, you still got that Ferrari? You had that blue one. You using it right now?
He got a blue Ferrari.
You know he probably has.
He can't have a blue Ferrari. They don't like that.
Nah, they do.
A blue Lambo. My father would be pissed off if I brought Chris Brown home.
You mean he had to be red?
Me and my father would beat the whole time.
Ferrari don't want you to paint their shit a different color.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, somebody got in trouble for that recently, too.
Yeah, I think it was a white boy. He painted it like a...
lime green?
Like that turquoise blue or some shit.
Yeah, they banned them for life or
something. From buying another Ferrari. That's how I heard about that. Like, yep. They don't want you to paint mm-hmm. their shit.
Yeah, yeah, I seen that, too.
It's like, why? This is my car.
Nah, it's about their brand integrity type shit. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I think you're still leasing these kind of supercars. I don't think.
No, you buying
them. People buying them.
Yeah.
Okay.
A dude came to my job in one the other day.
Yeah, but that's not saying he brought it.
True indeed.
But I think a lot of the stars are leasing them.
Hmm?
I think a lot of the stars are leasing.
Some people are. Some people buying, though. Because those kind of cars kind of like investments. They ain't like buying a damn Toyota where it depreciate.
Yeah, you're right about that.
So
you're right about that, Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Corey.
That's a great
one. I thought he was definitely going to be on your list, though, with all the other bad guys.
My father would just be mad. My mother would be like, oh, okay. Is he still hitting people?
Is he still handy?
Your brothers.
They would say, is he still handy?
Yeah. My father would be like, are you kidding me?
Do he still have a hand problem?
He's only been proven that he had a hand problem once. Maybe twice.
It don't matter. My family. Oh, he hit a woman once? Oh. Bring that motherfucker on me.
Then they'll call you in the room. It's like, this is the nigga who you chose to have
exactly,
sex with?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I can't bring him home. But I love Chris Brown.
You know who you can take home? Yourself.
It's over.
Yeah, man.
Nobody got honorable mentions? Wow.
I don't. You got honorable mention?
Nah.
You got honorable mention?
No, I don't.
Tell the truth.
Nah, you had really one? Don't.
Nah, I don't. It was hard enough.
It was.
Come up with this. No, I did have one extra one.
Ooh.
Let me see. Oh, Megan Good.
Why wouldn't you bring
her? Don't you disrespect her like that?
Because she smokes cigarettes.
Okay. Good reason, I guess.
And I got asthma. DJ Blaze.
You trying to kill my baby.
DJ Blaze Show at Gmail. Nah, it'd be cigarette stank. DJ Blaze Show at gmail.com. Email us. Let us know what you think. Who would you like to date but not take home to your parents or your family?
I can't wait to hear Philly's list. I hope he write a list on this.
He'd be like, yo, that John was eating too much swine.
I want to hear another female's view.
Yeah.
I want to hear another female.
Shout out. Hopefully Vic listen.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. I want to hear what she got to say. Because her list can be both sides of the coin, male and female.
Okay.
Shout out to Vic.
Hit the applause. Man, see, get on the applause button, man. You over here?
I'm over here doing every fucking thing. Yeah. Thank you for telling me.
Thank you. Dad.
Yeah.
So give us something. Give me a button.
I got a button for you to push.
Anyway.
Y'all both pushing my buttons right now.
Corey, let us know you can get where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Instagram at Corey Sin.
L.
What up? You can find me at last week's episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
And you can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show at DJ Blaze Show on Instagram and YouTube. Subscribe and all of that stuff on YouTube so we can get some views. At any rate, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
And we are out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this.